Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sokolsky, Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, editing a new document available online, Overclassification, How Bad Is It? What's the Fix? It's a debate between experts, a comment, workshops about what is to be done. And we're now turning to the present concern, the allegation against a young person, 21-year-old airman, of taking classified documents and disseminating them online. We don't know how many documents. We don't know how big the story will be. But one way to deal with this is, Henry, your third recommendation, reduce the number of classified documents. That would be recommended at some point. Also, reducing documents that speak to another reality, say 1958. Is that underway? Are they reviewing what they've got?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't quite phrase it that way. Maybe I did in my email to you, for which I sit corrected. I think what you want to do is make sure that you have an overclassified. And you can do that two ways. One is you have too high a clearance, and therefore you have too many documents with super high classifications that maybe could be lowered so that more people actually who need the material could get to it, but it still be classified. And the other thing, of course, is to totally declassify things that don't matter enough to our common defense any longer, that doesn't put them at risk. And you highlight a point. Every 25 years, a document, when it becomes 25, not every 25, once a document becomes 25 years old, it is supposed to be reviewed as to whether it's properly classified or whether it should even be declassified. We are way falling behind on this project. It is shameful. And it's gotten so bad that people who are even trying to understand what we've done in the past to write classified histories of important programs for people who are operating with clearances and trying to understand how to manage other related projects, they can't write them anymore because they don't know where the documents are because nobody's filing them because no one's reviewing them as they're supposed to under the law. So the past is getting lost, and it also produces a kind of mild form of cynicism about the whole system when this is allowed, and it also encourages overclassification in this sense. You know, if you classify something, it probably will never be reviewed to be declassified or lower in classification, so it's a way of making things disappear. And, you know, bureaucratically, I don't think you want to encourage that level of irresponsibility. You want people to know that eventually people are going to find out what they did, even if it takes 25 years. Right now, that's not the going in assumption, I think. It's that once it's classified, it's probably never going to see the light of day more often than not.
You have one more recommendation about social media or about online social media. If this alleged perpetrator had not put these documents online, we wouldn't know about it. But then again, our adversaries wouldn't have this information. So how do we control social media? Is there an easy way to do that?
Everything I've described is probably horrifically difficult.
We have 1 minute, Henry. Go ahead.
I would say that, it might be difficult. But, you know, I can remember working on the Hill. There were certain things I just didn't do. I didn't use my own name in talking to the press. I didn't use frequent flyer miles because back then it wasn't allowed. I didn't take gifts over a certain value. On and on. You would think the military could lay this one down. I mean, they require of people an awful lot more than foregoing social media. They haven't yet done that. They need to get on with it. And the same thing with people who work in the intelligence community.
Right now, we have very incomplete information about the allegation that a 21-year-old airman is the source of a number of documents. We have no final number, some of which are real-time intelligence, some of which are about friends spying on friends. The story's just beginning. Henry Sokolsky, executive editor, the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. The paper I recommend is Overclassification. How bad is it? What's the fix? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.